The line, you know?
Oh, sorry.
The next presentation will address innovative grant partnership approaches to community public health education and practice, and you've already met Ms. Paula Lucy.
Thank you. And I should say I have no financial disclosures. So everybody's been in this position. Great news, you got the grant. Reality hits, we got that grant. How are we ever going to do this? And one of the things that happened when we received our great news was that we became aware of another grant in the state of Wisconsin that was working on similar but not the same issues. And how could we, their issues were related to nursing workforce, primarily the current workforce, and public health. And so, and they were primarily focused on public health, not community. Some of the key players that were needed to achieve the goals of my grant were also involved in this other grant. And at our kickoff meeting, it made to me very clearly that these are busy people, and they cannot possibly come to three or four different meetings to talk about grants. And how can we get both grants? So we started to think about how can we get both grants goals accomplished and keep from building more silos in our community and leverage off of each other's activities. There we go. So the most important step was the willingness of both groups to work together. And I think that became very clear to us that this was a great way to work together. It was helpful that the PIN grant is, right in the name, partnerships, builds on collaborations and that there was no worry about collaborating with another grant, that leveraging off of each other was good, that there wasn't some need to brand that this is the PIN work or whatnot. And that really became sort of the basis of us beginning to have a real discussion about how can we work together and achieve what we need to achieve and still each achieve our own goals. As you've heard, our grant is from the Routledge Johnson. Our Wisconsin grant came in 2007, and we were working on sufficiency and diversity in the nursing workforce. These were our three goals, which you heard about 2 minutes ago. And this is the other grant that was happening in our state. This is the Linking Education and Practice for Excellence in Public Health, otherwise known as LEAP. And LEAP comes out of the University of Wisconsin Madison School of Nursing. It's a HRSA grant. And this is a statewide collaboration around the state. But there is a lot of work that occurs in the city of Milwaukee, in the area of Milwaukee. Their objectives, different than ours, focus on competency of current public health nursing, working with faculty, and a little bit about figuring out how to get students into a better, into population-based practice. They're very interested in figuring out how to develop the public health workforce to be culturally competent and to ensure that there is a sufficient workforce. To achieve their work, they put in 6 regional learning collaboratives, which is comprised of academic and practice partners. They have regular meetings, regular dialogue, and all of this was sort of set up. So I was like, I should be sort of finding a way to tap into that group. They've done a lot of orientation models for new public health nurses, preceptor training. They do continuing education classes, they do faculty conferences. So all of the things that they do absolutely leverage what we were trying to do, and what we do was a component that they hadn't thought about. And we're very involved in evidence-based practice, both of us. They do literature reviews and pertinent topics and share those, and we've been part of developing them. So the first stop is, well, how in the world are we ever going to figure this out? So what we thought we would do is we looked at each other's grant goals. Of course, they're written in great grant language, you know, with lots of words and all sorts of phrases tied onto each other. And we finally figured out that some of the goals, so what we tried to do was we made a grid. And we put all the goals for one grant down one way and put all the goals of the other grant across the top. And then we could say, well, now how do these goals relate? And we could figure out that some of them were absolutely collaborative. Some of them were complementary, that maybe a piece here and a piece there adds together. And the others, we could just figure out that that's not my thing, that's your thing, but I'll be glad to support you in any way that I can do that. And or maybe we might use the shared committee to do that, or we might be able to use shared resources or use your research to do my thing. So we figured out that all of the goals had some relationship to each other and that we could manage that. Next, we said, well, now how are we ever going to explain this to everybody? people that were coming to meetings with us, and people that say, now, are you that grant or that grant, and how does that all work, and how does it all go together? So what we thought was important was to have some sort of a graphic that said, this is it. And we built it off of the state health plan. And so the state health plan had an infrastructure goal that called for a sufficient and competent workforce. And then we went a little bit to say, well, so what does that really mean? And we said, well, a good workforce has to be effective, has to be adequate, educated, has to be diverse, and it has to be involved in, of course, the health and safety of the community. And we said, well, there's sort of some things we have to take a look at. We have to look at workforce needs and core competencies, and we got to look at what goes on in the workplace environment. And so we came down to the sort of triangle, these little numbers, and said these are some of the major areas where we have to do some work. Nursing education, the internship, orientation and mentorship, faculty and staff development, and workforce design. And each of us, and we could see that there were some, again, that are individuals, some are LEAPS only, some are PINS only, and all of it will go into the shared regional education group that we have already put in place. And that will be really our goal to sort of sustainability, is to use that group and let them continue their workforce, let them continue their work. How's this worked? Getting two groups with two different groups of funding, everybody with their own objectives and their own evaluators and their own everything. How's this worked? Basically, it's worked pretty great. And how come? Mostly because we've had a lot of great joint activities. The curriculum review is probably the best example. We both had curriculum review in our grant goals. It's one of those things that look great when you write it, and then you think, now, how in the world are we going to do this? We've got 9 schools of nursing. How is this ever going to happen? But we were able to pull this off by using both of our resources, and we got all 9 BSN schools in the city of Milwaukee to participate, and we recently put some of that into place that we presented to Ashney, and some of our recommendations were taken back to the Quad Council of some of the things that maybe ought to be included in how they look at some of those requirements. Our student placement brochure. People were reluctant to take students. And so we worked together to create a student placement brochure that could be used as sort of a calling card by faculty. They could send it ahead of time, looking forward to meeting with you about the possibility of having students. Here's some information about what students can do. And then, as I said, we're working on the Unbound Clinical. What are some of the other things we've learned? Working together has shared the burden for both of us, for both grants. And so we are able to kind of leverage off of each other. More actually has been achieved that could either been achieved by either grant, I think. I think we've worked together and been able to sort of push each other and to build off of each other's work. The educators and the public health officials felt that their time was respected by not coming to a PIN meeting and then a LEAP meeting and then a something else meeting. Their time was respected, and so they were more willing to participate in activities because they understood that we appreciated they were busy and that we were working together to make that smart. it's been very helpful to have both grants tied to the state health plan and to national standards, and that's kind of that common link that we can all agree on. We've also given a sense of progress to our region. I think there's some sense of activity and movement that might have been hard with just one grant. We've certainly not felt like we've got wheels spinning and we're not dependent on any one person's activities. We've just kind of kept moving. Have there been challenges? You bet. Credit is always a touchy issue in a grant. Everybody wants to get refunded. Everybody wants to have a good report from the evaluator. And so we had to really think about how would we title things? How would we manage that? And I come from the sense of abundance. And so we've just kind of agreed there's enough credit to go around. And that it's okay if we both take credit for something that we both did. But there's been some moments about that. The areas that have been different from the grant have been good learnings for the grant. For example, the PIN program has students and the LEAP program has an issue in orientation. When we did the curriculum review, we could see easily that there were things that new graduates were not going to have. And so we could build both things, both into the student program and into the orientation program by saying, okay, if you teach this in your PIN program, we could do this in orientation and make that a smoother transition for students. I would not have had any access to any information about orientation without having this relationship between the grants. Timing's worked out pretty well. We've seemed to be working on sort of the same things at the same time. It could have been a challenge. The grants have different life cycles. The HRSA grant actually has just been refunded, but that was a 3-year cycle. As you've heard, we're on a 2-year cycle. So there have been different life cycles, different times to get things done, but it's worked out okay for us. Having different resources has been both a challenge and a benefit. HRSA, you know, for instance, is a small thing, but a big thing in community work, as you all know. HRSA won't let them use any of their money for food, so I've sponsored a couple of lunches, which I think is important for community building. They do a tremendous amount of literature reviews that, because they have access to some academics that I don't, and so that's been a great sort of two-way street for us, and we've been able to use each other's resources. Two grants can work together to achieve their individual goals while working on each other. It's been a positive effect on the stakeholders as well as the grant leadership. It's been great for both of us. And attaching the goals to a bigger value or structure can give both the foundation and the sustainability for those grants. And I want to say thank you for your attention. And I would like to echo what Cheryl said. You know, it's kind of lonely to being the only public health person at these meetings. So I'd hope that anybody would be interested in the PIN grant find us and talk to us about it. It's been a fantastic experience to be part of PIN. The PIN community is great, and it's really all about partnership, which is what community and public health is all about. So it's an ideal public health activity. So thank you.